People throughout Putnam and Kanawha counties were handing out free naloxone this week. That's a life-saving drug that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. Emily Allen visited the Upper Kanawha Valley to learn how and when to use it. She brings us this report.
In the town of Montgomery, volunteers outside the local community college frequently have to shout over trains and traffic as they're talking to community members about naloxone.
So at first, you normally hold it like this.
Montgomery is one of the communities that participated in the state Save a Life Day. More than 15 locations, hosted by recovery groups, health officials, churches, and others, were prepared to give out more than 1,000 naloxone kits to anyone who came by.
So this is the naloxone administration training.
This is Jamie Menshouse Lukmanova.
At the end of this training, you will be able to describe what an opioid drug is and why naloxone is given.
Menshouse Lukmanova is a recovery coach for students at Marshall University and one of the volunteers in Montgomery training people on how to use naloxone.
And you'll be able to describe what steps to take after naloxone is given.
Members of law enforcement stopped by. There were people working in healthcare, and some were just walking past when they noticed the balloons and yellow free naloxone signs.
So the first time I administered naloxone, I was still in active addiction. So I was really scared. to do it. But thankfully, the person had naloxone on them already. They had Narcan, actually, and Narcan was really easy to administer to them because I knew that they kept it at their house.
Annette Johnson, a recovery coach for Bridge Valley Technical and Community College, is the site leader for Montgomery.
I know that Narcan can save lives. It saves several lives.
Johnson offers weekly recovery classes for college students either in recovery from substance use disorder or others who need mental health-related help. Right now, most of her classes are virtual because of the coronavirus pandemic. And that public health crisis is making the opioid crisis worse.
The overdose rate since COVID happened has skyrocketed, so I think it's important to get this naloxone out to everyone that we can.
From May to July of this year, EMS responded to roughly 2,500 overdoses. For the same stretch last year, there were about 1,900 responses. Dr. Lindsay Akre is an assistant professor at the University of Charleston School of Pharmacy. She explains the Save a Life Day event was made possible by a law that went into effect earlier this year, which established a community-based model for distributing naloxone.
It's a little easier for someone that's already in the community to get out there and reach individuals that need naloxone than it is for other individuals sometimes.
The more naloxone that's out there, Akre says, the better.
There's that community connection that helps so that they can actually reach the people that need it.
And trainers say the side effects, a runny nose, opioid withdrawal, pale in comparison to the alternative. So as the response to the coronavirus pandemic continues, people like Johnson, the Bridge Valley recovery coach, hope harm reduction services like needle exchange programs and naloxone training continue too.
It saves lives. It prevents diseases. And then there's recovery coaches there that can help and guide people, point them in the right direction, be there for support.
Save a Life Day was made possible by several recovery-related groups across West Virginia. It was a pilot event from the State Office of Drug Control Policy with support from several groups, including the CAMC Foundation, the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation, the University of Charleston, West Virginia HealthRight, Cap'n Creek Health Systems, and more. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.